Welcome to you. Happy Mother's Day. And this is a student day, and we thought it was a good idea to have students and moms on the same day celebrating, and the students are going to be sharing more about their moms or about mothers with you today. Moms are the kind of the framework, the foundation level of all things in our families. A family is what God has designed to be the foundation for our communities. And as you think about that, we got a husband and a wife, one man and one woman who are married, united in marriage for life, and they come together and they have children, and those children become the foundation for the next generation, and they learn from their parents. Whatever their parents do or don't do is oftentimes what the students will do or don't do until they get old enough to make their own real choices in life. And so as you think about this, when I considered the process of thinking about honoring moms, I thought we needed to go to the foundation level of these things, and that really goes to the Ten Commandments. God designed the family. It's his design. It's his idea, okay? And the idea for family and why he did it was because it is the foundation block for all civilization. You go throughout any place in the world and you'll find there's family units. And when the family unit is strong, the civilization is strong. The society is strong. The community is strong. When the family disintegrates, then the civilization disintegrates. The foundations are gone in the process. And so the first of the Ten Commandments are all about God. You can see that, okay? We all know these. Love God only. Don't have any idols. Don't misuse the name of God. And observe a Sabbath day, okay? They're all recognizing who God is and saying he's number one in our lives. But if you go to the second six commandments, notice which one's number one. Honor your father and your mother. Why? Because it is the respect and honor and submission to authority we give to our parents that is where we learn how to submit to any authority in our lives. This is where we learn it. If you don't learn it in your home, okay, you're going to learn it in a lot harder way someplace else, and probably may never ever learn it, because all the rest of those things fall off of that one right there. Do not murder. Who teaches you not to kill somebody? Usually mom and dad, because they wanted to kill you. And they said, well, I'm not going to do that because that's what God told me not to do. I'm joking with you. But we do. Don't commit adultery. Who teaches you not to have a relationship outside of marriage? Mom and dad. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not covet. Don't want what somebody else has. All those things, they're all taught in the family. If the family has a solid foundation, it all starts with honor your father and your mother. And so today we're going to be talking about honoring your mother. And before we do that, I want to show you what happens when you dishonor moms, okay? For people will love only themselves, their money, and they will be boastful, proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to parents, and ungrateful. So notice that when they start to scoff at God, they become disobedient to parents, and they become ungrateful. Ungrateful for the things that they have, ungrateful for the blessings they've been given. And then it says, and they will consider nothing sacred, they will be unloving, unforgiving, they will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel, hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, puffed up with pride, and they will love pleasure rather than loving God. Now, notice how high in that list honoring God is and how high in that list honoring your parents are. It's essential, because this is what society looks like when you don't honor parents and you don't love God. This is what it looks like. And if you want to look around a little bit, and you want to look at our country in general, this is what it's beginning to look like. When I sit with older people, specifically at a prayer breakfast, and one of the number one prayers that these people have, these 70 and 80 year old people, what their statement is, pray for our country. We are so divided. Everybody's doing their own thing. Everybody's doing what is right in their own eyes. They don't care what anybody else thinks. They're just doing what... That's what that looks like. So To honor our moms today, I asked four students to come and share with me in this process. So why don't you come up front up here? I'm going to move off to the side. Actually, I think let's just bring those stools. I'll just leave them where they're at. You will be. Yep. So these guys volunteered to do this, okay? So just so you know, it's not because I twisted their arms. I says, anybody would like to speak with me and join in a process with me in talking about how we honor our parents, or specifically how we honor our mom? And they said, yes, I'd like to do that. And so what we did was we took the Proverbs, and we went through the... I'm getting the ringing here, so... We went through the Proverbs, and we did a search, just a search for the word mother, okay? And if you do this in Proverbs, in the New American Standard Version, you're going to find out there's 14 different references to mother, 14 verses. So I handed those 14 verses to these students, and I said, okay, look at these and tell me what you see here. And I had a few questions for them in the process, okay? So... I have put on the screen 9 of those verses, and a couple of them are together as we go through this. And so we're gonna take a look at the verse. We're gonna read it. We're gonna then have them comment about it. What did they learn from it? And we're gonna highlight a few words as we go through it. And we're gonna see what the Proverbs tells us about how we're to honor our mother. And this is my panel right here. Okay. So first verse, Brandon, would you read that first verse for us? Just read it off the screen.
My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck.
So, what did you learn? What do you see in this verse? Okay, so this first verse starts off, it says, my child, listen to your father, and it says, don't neglect your mother's teaching. So there's two words there I want you guys to comment about, and I don't have any order for them. This is just going to be kind of random, all right? So what did you learn from this verse? What's negative about this verse? What are we supposed to do and not supposed to do? Join in.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to neglect, and, like, the definition of neglect is, not be cared for. So, like, you need to care for your parents, and you need to care for what they say.
Okay. What else? Anybody else have something different there?
Another negative effect is not listening, and that is to refuse to hear a parent's counsel. So we need to listen to what our parents have to say.
Okay, so Anna, you talked about their refuse to listen. Okay, so there, in my mind, there are two different ways to neglect and not to listen. Okay, there's an intentional way and there's an unintentional way. Okay, so this isn't in your notes, but this is one of those questions I said I'm going to ask you, which is, so what does it mean to unintentionally not listen? What do you think? Oh, you know what this means. You guys do this all the time.
When we're busy with something else and our parents ask us to do something, but we don't hear it.
You didn't hear it. Okay, you're busy with something else. You're on your phone, you're watching TV, you're watching YouTube videos, you're doing whatever you're doing, you know. And then mom pops in the room and says, would you please take out the garbage? And you say, yes, yes. And then you really didn't hear her. You're just saying yes because that's what she... You know, that's the way you do it, right?
Yeah.
So there's an unintentional not listening and neglecting, and then there's an intentional not neglecting. What does intentional neglect look like?
Hearing what our parents tell us to do and then choosing not to do it.
Okay, so it's intentional. You know what you're supposed to do, but you're going to say, I'm just not doing that. Okay, so what is the positive of listening and not neglecting? What does the verse tell us about the positive there? What happens in our life if we will listen?
You can get corrected and you can do it right the next time.
Okay, you get corrected. What else?
Now
it is.
See, I'm not sure. Okay. It says to it'll crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. And so what I kind of thought, we talked about this a few weeks ago, was like, oh, what can you take from that? And we were like, oh, you know, well, people who wear a crown is like some type of authority or some type of people that people look up to. And then same thing with a chain of honor around your neck, you know, you're wearing, like, we said bling, I guess, like wearing a necklace, and it's just kind of, it protects you, and it makes you wise into, so if you listen to your mother and father, you'll become wise, and you will keep that wisdom and have that grace throughout your life.
Cool. Okay, let's go on to the next verse. I would, Ed, help me out here. All right. This one says, my children, listen when your father corrects you. Pay attention and learn good judgment, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my instructions, for I too was once my father's son and tenderly loved as my mother's child, my mother's only child. So what are you hearing here in this one? What do you see?
They've been in your shoes. They know what you're going through because they've obviously had parents before. And so when it says to listen to the instructions, and I was with my father's son, so they know what you're going through. So they're saying, since they're older, do okay. What they didn't do.
Fantastic. They've been down the road before. They know the potholes. They know what's going on. And so, you know, as students, do you ever think your parents don't understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They haven't ever been in your shoes. Right? That's what we think of. That's how we feel. So from a student's perspective, this is sometimes we feel like they don't know, but the proverb is saying, no, they really do know. And so for us as students and as children, well, the best thing we can do is to say, well, you do know. Can we have a dialogue about this? Can we talk about this? Rather than just saying, well, you don't have any idea. And it says, if you don't turn away from my instructions, it said, you will learn good judgment. And you will get good guidance. Let's go on to the next one, see if this will work. It's not. Give me another one, Ed. Did it move? There we go. My son, obey your father's commandments and don't neglect your mother's teaching. What have I taught you about repetition in the scriptures?
That it's very important.
That's important. It's like putting a bold on that word, okay? Here's the word neglect again. To intentionally or unintentionally not take into effect the things that your mother is telling you. So it says, don't neglect your mother's teaching. Keep their words always in your heart. Tie them around your neck. And when you walk, their counsel will lead you. When you sleep, they will protect you. When you wake up, they will advise you. So what is the positive benefit of listening and obeying your father's commands?
You'll be protected throughout your life.
Okay.
It keeps you from sin.
Yeah.
Got anything, Brandon?
Yeah, like, if you're listening more, you'll learn more things and become a better person.
That's right. There we go. Great. Wise children bring joy to their father. A foolish child brings grief to his mother. So let's talk about that verse first. What do you see in that verse that's really interesting?
Wise child brings joy to a father.
Okay. Go ahead.
For that I had, it was... like, if you're wise, you'd help, like, you'd understand more and you could help, like, your father out as well.
Okay. So we say joy to our fathers, or to our mothers too, because this is interchangeable here. What would be joy to your mother? What does joy look like?
I had joy defined as to express great happiness and pleasure.
They're happy.
Yeah.
They got a smile on their face. When does your mother not have a smile on her face?
When you don't do what she says.
When you don't do what she says. Yes. Okay, sensible children bring joy to their fathers. Foolish children despise their mothers. Now, here's the word I want to come back to. Despise. What does it mean to despise something?
To feel contempt or deep hatred for.
Okay, deep hatred for it, okay. So that's really the most serious of it, to have hatred toward it. What could be a little less serious than that? Anybody else have something different for despise? No? Okay, so despise means to consider worthless. So when you get mail in your mailbox, and I don't know if you guys get any junk mail. Do your parents get junk mail? Okay. So what do they do with their junk mail?
Throw it away.
Do they consider it worthless? Yeah, that's what it is. So to despise something, to despise your mother, is to consider who she is and what she does as worthless. So keep that in your mind, because it's going to come up again. Anna, would you read this one for us?
Proverbs 19:26.
Just the first one.
Children who mistreat their father or chase away their mother are an embarrassment and a public disgrace.
And then, Avi, would you read the next one?
If you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in total darkness.
These are two very hard verses. What did you guys come up with these? What did you see in these?
I saw the word embarrassment and like how it meant to make them almost feel like shamed in a way. But I had the dictionary word, and it was... Never mind, it didn't happen.
No, you got it. Keep going. You got it.
Yeah, it, like, makes them feel, like, embarrassed so they weren't happy. It makes them, like, just, like,
okay,
unhappy with you, yeah.
What does it mean to mistreat your father and chase your mother away? What'd you think?
Well, I have the definition down as to be treated badly, cruelly, or unfairly.
Okay, all right. When I looked it up, I actually saw the idea of violence in there. Okay, so it goes from despising someone to hatred of someone to really saying, man, you're not worth anything, and you want to hit them, and then you actually can have fights with parents. So it says children who mistreat their father or chase their mother away, chase their mother away and say, I want nothing to do with you. You are not worth anything. You are worthless in my eyes. And it says that's an embarrassment and a public disgrace. And then it says if you insult your father or mother, your light will be snuffed out in the darkness. Any idea what that means? Anybody figure that one out?
I thought a lot about like just like consequences in general. So like if you're rude and then insult your parents, there's lots of consequences, and like go as far as total darkness.
What I kind of thought was like if you insult your father and mother, so you're kind of doing your own thing, and the light you think you have and like you think your life is going to will be snuffed out into the darkness, so it'll no longer be there, and then you're kind of left with nothing because you already pushed your parents and what you only had away.
Cool. Yeah. Actually, the word there actually can go as far as death. Total darkness, death. That's the idea. Your light will be snuffed out. And so there is an idea here that if we continue to dishonor our parents to the point where there is violence between us, you ultimately could actually lose your life. That's what the Proverbs is saying. Let's go on to the next one. Brianna, would you read this for us?
Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Get the truth and never sell it. Also get wisdom, discipline, and good judgment. The father of godly children has cause for joy. What a pleasure to have children who are wise. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave you birth be happy.
Okay, here's that word again. Don't despise your mother. Again, despise means to consider worthless, of no value, to have little emphasis in your life. So the opposite of that is to what? What's the opposite of not neglecting or despising?
To love.
To love, to cherish, to listen. Okay. Now notice that it says when she is old. Why do you think that word is there? Why do you think he says that?
Because when you grow up, you think you have your life figured out and you don't need to listen to your parents as much anymore. And that's kind of what it's saying. It's not true. There's not an age where you don't need to listen to your parents.
That's right. They always bring value to your life. And what is the value they bring to your life? What are the things you read there, and how did you see that?
You get wisdom.
Wisdom. Who doesn't want some wisdom? Read down through those things. You get wisdom, discipline, good judgment. Father of God of children has cause for joy. You give joy to your father. What pleasure is to have children who are wise, who give birth. So give your father and mother joy. May she who gave birth to you be happy. Fantastic statements about what we can do for our mothers and fathers, for our mothers specifically today. Here's the next one. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says, "What's wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. What'd you learn from this verse?
So the big thing I kind of took from it was, if you don't like know what's wrong with that, I think your punishment should be as big as, you know, a murder. It's just because you did take something from someone else. And if you murder someone, you're taking their life from them. And especially your parents, you know, they're the people that are there for you. So, and they basically kind of give you whatever you want, I guess. So I just kind of thought, I think the punishment would be the same if you don't really know what's right from wrong, considering that's what they taught you.
Don't know what's right from wrong. A little bit of what we see in our culture today. You can see there. And this is Proverbs 30:11. Some people curse their fathers and do not thank their mothers. They are pure in their own eyes, but are filthy and unwashed. They look proudly around, casting disdainful glances. They have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. So did I ask you this question about this? Did I ask you a question about this verse? Was it in your list? It may not have been. I may have omitted this unexpectedly. So let's just wing this one. What do you see in this verse? What's the problem here?
They curse their father and they're not thankful to their mother.
Okay, so they just despise their father and the mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a character do they have?
They're pure in their own eyes, but really they're not. They're just...
Okay, what does pure in their own eyes mean, do you think, Brandon?
Like they think they're perfect or good or they're doing everything right.
Yep, they got to figure it out. They look proudly around, so they're a proud person. What does it mean that they cast disdainful glances? Those are big words. Anybody know? It means they are looking down on other people, that they're bigger, they're up in the air. In fact, their nose is high in the air and they're not, everybody's below them. Okay, they have teeth like swords and fangs like knives. Okay, that means their mouth is a cruel place. Okay, what comes out of their mouth is cruel. They devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humanity. So people who do not honor their mom and their dad, okay, are like these people. They think they've got to figure it out. Okay, so here's the question for you. What did you learn from all that you studied? I gave you a little section at the end. You kind of pull some things together. So what did you learn? We're just going to go down the line and start with Brandon there. What did you learn? And you don't have to explain everything, but just one or two things you learned.
I've learned how, like, the Bible is very repetitive in what it says. When something's important, it says it multiple times.
Okay.
I learned a lot about, like, I focused a lot when I was reading through on how much your mother and father work together, and how, like one of the verses, I don't really remember which one it was, but it was talking about listening to what both your mother and father have to say, and I thought about, like, oh, your mom says no, so I'm just going to go ask dad, but they work together, and they have the same brain, basically.
Good.
I learned that it's important to listen to their words and advice because even though we don't always see eye to eye, they always have our best interests at heart.
Okay. It's kind of tough going last, I think. What I kind of learned is like what Brandon said, repetition in the Bible. Like things that are repeated need to be heard. And especially I feel like growing up in this age and in this generation, it's really hard because, you know, we always think, oh, our parents didn't grow up when we did with technology and they have no idea what we're going through. But in reality, they know exactly what we're going through, just a different time. So like, that's what I just kind of thought about reading this, and it made me more apparent to like, oh, maybe, you know, I should listen to my parents a little more often. Because, you know, who doesn't want wisdom, like you said,
right,
to learn discipline and learn all of those things that we can learn.
That's good. That's good. So we got one more verse, and this is the one I'm going to actually comment on. And this is in Proverbs 31. It says, the sayings of King Lemuel contain this message which his mother taught him. So this man listened to his mother, and this is the thing he learned. Do not waste your life on immoral women. So this is a man talking about what he's not supposed to do, and you can reverse these things. I didn't reverse them here because this is King Lemuel learning from his mother, okay? Don't waste your life on immoral women. Don't waste your life drinking alcohol to dull the pain of life. If you read the passage, you can get this out of it, okay? This is what it's saying. It says, do learn to treat people fairly. And do find a noble wife for the mother of your children. Okay, so that's what he learned. Now, at this point, we're going to bring Dan up here, and we're going to say thank you to these four right here. Would you give them a round of applause here? Thank you.
If you have a speaking part, youth, come on up, and we'll get you lined up. This time of year, it's kind of hard to get everyone together, so give us a second here to organize.